Hello, darlings. I know it's been a while. I guess I got a little bit caught in the freaking numbers, you know, over on the other podcast. And I've been on quite a journey, let me tell you. And I've got a lot to share. So, strap yourselves in. I really wish I'd just been nice to my neighbor's boyfriend this evening, rather than having to get all fucking self-righteous like a fucking Karen again. Maybe it's my creative Karen, which is the side of my dichotomy that I have such a problem with. Recently, I have been having paranoid delusions. Delusions of grandeur, delusions of crappiness. It's my default mode network that's on the blink. It's this thing that runs down the middle of your brain. It's like your brain's got two sides, two hemispheres, and in the middle, it's joined by this thing called the corpus callosum. And like a big racing stripe down the middle of our heads, this default mode network fucking hijacks us. Makes us think that we're more important than we are. Makes us think that we're less important than we are. But also I think it does some good stuff as well. I think that it's like a, maybe also a creative play space. But if it's not organized, if it's not grounded, it just gets out of control. So one of my delusions is that ASIO has been paying attention. And honestly, still a little bit, I think that they are. Because I've just been a real dick and a doofus. And I've been like just spreading my personal information all over the internet and on Twitter, really, of all places. And trolling Elon Musk and a comedian and his team. I don't know, probably other people, fuck knows. I have to make global apologies, it seems. Oh well. ASIO, if you're listening, oopsie doopsies. A comedian and his team? Fuck, I'm sorry. Like, I'm working on it. Turns out I've got some kind of crazy Karen that possibly is so bad that the Australian government might be monitoring. I don't know. I kind of like, it's hard because the thing is, I'm very good at mental projections. I've spent a lot of time alone, a lot of time in my mind. So I guess maybe I am some kind of supervillain in the making. I don't know. I certainly have the origin story for it, I suppose. You know, coming from a like gifted background, lots of intellectuals and shit, and then being crushed by life and then deciding she wants to know how to fix the world, or she thinks she knows already. I think that's the problem. I think that might be the issue with Ayn Rand, is that she thought she'd figured it out. I think that sparkle was a bit too sparkly. I think she was just a bit too up herself. You know, truly, I wish I wasn't so fucking earnest. But more than that, I wish I wasn't such a fucking Karen. I once learned somewhere that in Ireland, which a big chunk of my family is from, shocker, I'm Australian, they had this thing, I'm not sure. It's called the Shanahi, which is when usually a woman, it's my understanding, keeps the stories for the family. And I think my great-grandmother, Flo, was a Shanahi. Because she used to tell lots of stories about her life and share them with me and other people. And it was cool, actually, because she used to say the same stories over again. And even though at the time, I just like, it's one of Granny's stories, but they stuck. And it taught me to remember life's narratives and to remind yourself of them. Because there are ones that are really important and they deserve to be shared. The thing I love most about podcasting is that I don't have to wear a bra. The thing I love about Anchor is when it used to be called Anchor. Someone in my life just recently helped out tidying up, and this person took a ball of blue tack that I keep on the wall, and she was so worried that it would fall off that she pressed it neurotically against it in so many places. She just kept pressing it, and now it took on this neurotic shape. I'll agree much. I have just made, as well as tipping over a small container, I have just made the declaration that I'm going to tidy as if Maria Bamford were watching. Pop, I just came out of another delusion. See, every time I come out of one, it's like a pop. And suddenly I look back and I can see the delusion for what it was. For instance, I made these two dance music videos, I guess. One to Dance Monkey and another one to a song I did called Looking Glass. And I'm like standing here in this moment going, hang on, who the fuck was that sassy bitch? Who the fuck did that? Who made those creative decisions in that moment? It was she. I know she listened to a voice. In the Dance Monkey video, it's like, pick up the shoes. And that was very clear. And then in the song, Lulu Island song, Looking Glass, it was the hand sanitizer and mask. And I didn't know what I was going to do with them. I just knew to take them and use them. And so I put them behind the iPad. And I just started. But seriously though, what the fuck just happened? Well, while I'm fucking doing these, I might as well fucking say that there's a really big tax on the poor in Australia with tobacco, because lots of people with mental health situations and who are working really hard and are poor use nicotine to keeps us going. And because a lot of people don't realise that nicotine is really addictive, because it has such powerful homeostasis effects. If you're down, it'll bring you up a bit. If you're up, it'll bring you down a bit. It's just super effective. So you just kind of know instinctively that nicotine is going to work. And when you're absolutely stretched already, you just need it. Like my next door neighbor, Julie. She volunteers for the Salvation Army 6 days a week. And then she goes up and down the lane picking up cigarette butts so she can smoke them. Psychosis is like having a black patch at the back of your hair. When at the front it looks really good. You got like really good bed hair. And so you think you're looking really sharp. And you know, sometimes it can look good. And you know, if someone takes a photograph of you from that angle, it's all good. But if you turn your head a bit, you'll go from looking super stylish to looking super, super weird and not in a good way. So yeah, that's psychosis, I think. Is when you look back and you go, oh my God, I had the worst flat back. I wish I had done this from another angle. Or at least brush my hair first. Yeah, Australian government, if you're listening, sorry. Pop, when did the mess start? And I noticed there was mess, but I was thinking this is like next level. I've had insects and stuff. When did this start? I mean, basically, I'm just coming off heroin, essentially. I just realized a little while ago. So, I guess the mess probably started around about, the time that I... never mind. I was just thinking, if by some strange coincidence, I should say, I were to pop at 50 creatively in this way, I think that would make me the in to Australia's Crocodile Dundee Yang. I have to admit, it does seem a little ridiculous that a middle-aged fat bird lady, Koori woman, be stressing out worrying about money that she's costing a famous stand-up comedian. Also, to the Australian government, I'd like to say, don't underestimate a Koori woman, dickheads. Also, please stop getting pissed in Parliament. So, what's going on here, people, is I've been woken up by my next-door neighbour's boyfriend, I suspect, again. By the way, I wake up from the sleep, which is usually probably when I'm snoring and so sleeping deeply. And he fucked with me for a long time with that. And so I don't mind so much that he can probably hear me now. Because he's not even smart enough to stay away for a few weeks to let his girlfriend, who actually has the place, earn enough money from me to pay all of her rent. Which, if she can't pay, she'll be out in the streets. And if she was out in the streets, I'd say she'd probably be dead. I'm not sure how long it would take. Probably not long. To anyone who's out there who's actually worried about me doing anything bad, currently I can't even create a new Instagram account to go and troll my ex-support worker who is holding my pet bird captive. You know what, Australian government, it probably would be a bad look if you kept a middle-aged Koori woman as a political prisoner. I think you should probably listen to the comedian if that's who you're talking to. Just saying. Just as I was being openly dismissive of dichotomies, here I am, right in the middle of one. Circles and squares. Chaos and order. Who knew? To my future self, I must impress. Definitely, it's avoidance of food that keeps the mania up, and I think it's the mania that keeps the avoidance of food going. It's just, I really felt it. Like I ate. I have got to eat, or I'm going to die. And then I ate and I realized, I've got to eat or I'm going to die. I'm in a situation. But also, Pop, as I come back to reality, I'm thinking, what if Asia was fucking watching me? Like, what if... if Asia were monitoring me, that would be fucking hilarious. Because I'm such a fat, sad fucking bitch, I can't even say it. Oh my god, if they just left me a little while, I'd die of black mold and bucket bongs. Problem with the problem with my neighbour is she trusts terrible people like me and that horrible boyfriend. Hello, darlings. This does feel like old times. Instead of just dropping everything. Oh, excuse my belly. I've been having such insights as I've been tidying. It's been really good. And also, hopefully annoying the neighbor's boyfriend. So, I thought that I would share with you all some stories. But first... I wanted to tell you about me being a Koori woman. I only know that I'm a Koori woman because of my Auntie Linda and some of her kids who have told stories to my family and then they've told them to me. And I remembered, but they've forgotten. Our great-grandmother, her name wasn't Florence. We don't know what her name was, because she was a Koori woman, from around the region of New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia. We don't know. We just know she was a light-skinned Aboriginal woman, so not from around where I am. It's Murray people up here. I'm a Koori woman in a Murray land. So, who are the Kooris? Who was my great-grandmother? And you know that there are a lot of women taken there. There was a big station my great-grandfather owned. And he had a lot of wives. A lot of Aboriginal mothers to his Aboriginal children. First Nations, I think is preferred. I don't know, I'm fairly new to this. I only found out when I was in my mid-20s. And, I had a dream, actually. Yeah. And it was all these... I painted it, and I don't know what happened to it. But it was painted with some special ochre that someone had given me. The dream were these First Nations women's faces just beaming at me. It was so beautiful. I don't remember the dream, but I still remember the painting. Well, Pop, when my friend told me that she had something to tell me that was going to be hard for her to say and hard for me to hear, and I told her, I couldn't hear it because I need to be there for my mum, but I was lying to myself. I didn't want to hear it because I didn't want to hear it. Pop, I can't keep treating everyone like shit and expect to keep surviving. But how do I stop myself from treating people like shit? Damn it, I've been eating, but then I've been eating fucking tomatoes again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. Pop, I'm literally starving. Pop, it would be fucking hilarious if it were Twitter that finally managed to make me accountable for my behaviour. Pop, as far as I can tell, this next house inspection, within yelling distance of where I am. So three of us. Three women. Both around my age. And we all have a house inspection coming up in like a week and a half. And I think I'm the only one who has a chance of getting through. I think the other two. The two have been my support workers. I think maybe, unless I do a whole heap to support them, maybe they're going to be kicked out. Pop, if I don't get my shit together, I'll be kicked out too. Pop, there have been people that have been paid to support me, who I thought liked me, who've left me here to die. Well, fuck, I guess I've been left to die. It's inconvenient, because I was planning on staying alive until I was 65 and peacing out, you know, peacefully, comfortably. But now, turns out I'm still fighting for my fucking life, and now I'm fighting for my fucking life on my fucking own. Except for maybe Philippe, and I don't know. I've driven everybody away. I did just want the void. I guess I got it now. Hello, Void. Well, I guess, time to try to get some sleep. Hope I've nourished myself enough. And, fucking get my shit together in the morning.
my God, what the hell has happened? And what the hell am I going to do next? Konmari, I guess. Konmari until Monday. When the cleaners come. What's today? What is today anyway? Wednesday, I think. Oh boy. Things are interesting. It's not good when things are interesting. Except when comedians talk about it later. Or watch it happening.